Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Race on a football Friday. I'm already on the record. Eagles win 23-21, and that's not a fake. They're winning 23-21. That means I believe they're going to win 23-21. Ike, you gave a fake. Eagles are going to win 20-19.
Yeah, whether it was fake or real, that was the score. I don't get anything. I'm not getting a bonus for it.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Elliot Short Parks. Elliot, did you already give your prediction? He's live in studio, our Eagles reporter. He was down at NovaCare today, ESP.
An easy prediction to make. I mean, Patriots 28, Eagles 21.
28-21, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, listen.
Explain yourself, ESP.
Explain yourself, though.
Look, I think you're going to see the Eagles' best game this week. I think having the 2 weeks off is going to help. I think knowing DeSean Jackson is out, they'll be able to scheme on offense just knowing it. I think you'll see, like, an energized team. But the Patriots are just better than the Eagles in almost every capacity. And I don't think there's a lot of teams I would pick to beat the Eagles in this spot, but I do think the Patriots are one of them.
Mm. Should we expect to see Jordan Howard on Sunday?
No. I don't think he's going to play. Doug said earlier today when he spoke to reporters that Jordan Howard's not yet been cleared for contact. He said he has a stinger in his shoulder. When you consider this happened 2 weeks ago, that's obviously not a good sign that he's still dealing with that. And he's still not cleared for contact. So I would be very surprised if Jordan Howard played. And I actually think they brought Jay Ajayi in for that reason.
Mm. For Jordan Howard, what about Alshon Jeffery? Do you expect to see him?
No, I don't think he's going to play either.
Who's got a better chance to play? Howard?
I mean, I think me or you got a better chance to play than Alshon Jeffery does. I mean, Alshon's hurt. He's hurt. Like, he's been hurt since the game against the Bears. He didn't practice at all this week. I don't believe there were practice reports come out for today, but I'm guessing that both him and Jordan Howard will likely be ruled out today.
Mm, so we'll know today.
Yeah. Mm. Unless they want to keep the Patriots guessing for two days.
See, I would almost think that maybe Howard is a quote-unquote game-time decision and Jeffery is...
Except
is
when you
out.
Sign Ajayi, you're pretty much letting everybody know that Howard is not playing.
Mm.
Yeah, because Ajayi, I get that Darren Sproles is going to get placed on IR and that'll be the room for Ajayi, but Ajayi does what Howard does, not what Sproles does. Like, that's the Ajayi is the Jordan Howard yes. replacement. So I think, assuming they do sign Ajayi and Howard doesn't play, you'll see Ajayi, I mean, he'll get... action on Sunday. Like, he'll play, and I would guess he'd get, you know, 8 to 10 carries, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here trying to figure out, right, how the Eagles can beat the Patriots. And I'm looking at going up against this Patriots offense. How do you keep them from putting points on the board? Because I think if you ask the Eagles to score 28 points, I'm with you. They're not winning that game.
Right.
They're not winning that game. So, to me, it really boils down to, can this Eagles defense – keep the Patriots to field goals and keep this thing in the low 20s to high teens and give the offense a chance to steal this thing?
I think there's two keys. The first is the Eagles are lucky this game in some ways is being played now as opposed to a month ago because Fletcher Cox is playing the best football of the season.
Yeah.
And if this was a month ago, I would be worried about that. But this Sunday, I think Fletcher Cox is the key for the Eagles defense. We all know the way to beat Tom Brady is to get pressure up the middle on him. He's not comfortable with it. He's not great moving, especially at his age. So if Fletcher Cox can dominate up the middle, then the Eagles have a real shot to win this game. The other key to me is Avante Maddox against Julian Edelman or what the game plan is for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the natural matchup would be Avante Maddox, but maybe you move Malcolm down there. Maybe Jim Schwartz does some different things, but their game plan to stop Edelman is absolutely key.
Yeah. Do not put Malcolm on Julian Edelman.
You'd rather have Avante Maddox is... I like Maddox's potential, but he's not that good right now.
No,
Malcolm is better.
Malcolm's more of a linebacker than
him. Yeah, he can't run with Edelman, man.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, Avante has struggled this year. I like Avante, and he showed potential last year, but he struggled quite a bit.
You know what? They could go with Darby.
Well, that's the other thing. Do you just take somebody from the outside? Now, Darby's not any good either, so that's an issue. But, like, do you take anybody from the outside and put him inside? I mean, that's an adjustment, but... I would agree, like, you want your fastest guy on him.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You had said that the Eagles don't do anything better than what the Patriots do, I think, in one of the opening things that you said.
Well, the offensive line, I would say, maybe.
Right. I mean, so that's where we're going to go, because especially if Alshon's out, and listen, if Jordan Howard doesn't play, it's going to be difficult for me to be positive, as positive, John, as I am right now, but the offensive line right now, I mean, I really think that is the key. It's the two offensive lines. It's the Patriots and it's the Eagles. The Patriots offensive line is not very good. You know, and I know Tom Brady gets the ball out, so it's not like that he holds the ball often, but at least that limits some of the big play potential that they can have. They may dink and dunk their way to 400 yards, but it doesn't mean they're going to dink and dunk their way to four touchdowns.
Yeah, look, I think that when you go into a game with advantages on both lines, that obviously is a bonus, right? You're not going to lose many of those games. I just think that the difference between the Eagles' defensive line and the Patriots' offensive line is not huge. Now, the offensive line, the Eagles have a major advantage, I believe.
Yeah.
But also, let's say this. Like, we'll just get into it. I mean, Carson has to be special this Sunday. Like, point blank, period. You don't draft a guy at number two overall. You don't give him $106 million to go into a game and say, we have no shot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do the Eagles win the game
What's special to you? What's special to you?
What do you mean, what's special to me?
Well, you said Carson has to be special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So what does that look like?
I want to see him convert some third downs, like third and sevens, get out the pocket, make plays. I think if Carson can make four or five special plays on third down, they have a chance to win this game. Carson has to be really careful with the ball. His accuracy has to improve quite a bit because this man-to-man coverage of Patriots play is going to be the best he's seen all season. And look, Alshon doesn't create separation, so I don't even think it's a big drop-off from Alshon to JJ, but you don't know what you're going to have at receiver. So he has to be pinpoint with his accuracy. Belichick's probably the best defensive coach in the league, and looking and seeing, he's going to try to trick Carson, and Carson has to not fall into the trap.
Hmm. Okay. I didn't really hear special, but I got you.
You guys like to throw Carson
needs to be special and can't really tell me what special is going to look like from a realistic standpoint.
Well, what do you want me to say? 400 yards and four touchdowns? I'm trying to keep the expectations relatively realistic. Yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like special to me. That's all. That sounds like what he's been doing every...
So Ike wants him to throw 400 yards and four touchdowns.
No. I want him to do what he's been doing the last few weeks. He hasn't played special. He's doing what the game has called for him to do. I wouldn't necessarily call that special.
Well, I don't know if he can do that this week because the Patriots are a better team than the Bills and the Bears. So he's going to have to go out.
Well, it's not about that.
It's
about the weapons that you have. And when you try to do more, that's when you make mistakes. And the thing he's done the best the last couple of weeks is play within the framework of the offense and not try to do too much.
Yeah, but that's not going to work on Sunday. Well, like this whole idea.
Listen,
like,
you got to get to the fourth quarter. You have to get to the fourth quarter. As simple as that. Get to the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. They've won the last couple games because their defense has done their job and not forced them to have to score like a shootout type of game. And then Carson has been able, in that fourth quarter against Chicago, you trying to tell me Carson looked special for three quarters? They had 12 points at halftime.
Yeah, and he wasn't that great in the fourth quarter either. But
well, he was great when they had that eight-minute drive where he converted four third downs to win the game. Okay, if you're telling me, can he do that in the fourth quarter? I'm all with you. That's when he needs to do it. But if you think he's going to run around and make these spectacular plays all game, I just think that's you would just – setting up unrealistic expectations. This game is about Jim Schwartz and that defense, keeping the score down, and give your offense and your special quarterback an opportunity to win the game in the fourth quarter.
We've seen Jim Schwartz's defense against Tom Brady. We saw it in the Super Bowl.
But everybody tells me this offense isn't good. The Patriots.
The Patriots offense?
Yeah,
they're not that great, but against Jim Schwartz's defense, we saw, right? Like, I like that. If I'm the Patriots, I feel very confident going against Jim Schwartz's defense. I do think it's going to take – I think there's a chance that the Patriots – like, I predict them to score 28 points. So I think that they're going to have a good game. That's where Carson does need to be special. He needs to move the ball. He needs to make plays. Like you said, run around and make special plays. Yeah, that's what I expect out of Carson.
You can't do that for four quarters.
But he's at his best at that. He's not good. He's not good in the pocket. So he has to move around.
As a runner? Or extending plays to throw the ball to someone.
Extending plays to throw the ball.
And then what has to happen?
They have to catch it. I know, right?
There you go.
The drop thing is the most overrated narrative going around with this team right now. They have like four more drops than other teams in the league.
The second most drops in the league.
Yeah, but if you look at like the 18th team, there's like a four difference. Like the total number of drops.
Second most drops in the league.
All right. If you take away all his drops, his completion percentage is still like 23rd in the league.
You're still trying to push this Carson narrative, and I don't understand why.
What we're talking about.
No, because I was told the formula for success is running the football. That's what I was told.
I agree with that. That's why I'm saying there's going to be.
Hold on. Yeah. I was told the formula for success, run the football, play good defense. You got all your defensive players back. Mm-hmm. Play good defense, run the football, and Carson make a play or two when it's called upon him to make a play or two. Okay. Let's stick to the formula.
And that's where he has to be special.
In that moment, okay.
Yeah, and like that's what I'm saying.
I can take that.
There'll be four or five plays on Sunday. If Carson makes them, they have a chance to really win this game. But that's where he has to be special. That's where he has to be the number two overall pick. That's where he has to earn that money. That matters. Like, that matters. I don't see why.
Stop it.
Why?
Stop it.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter.
They didn't trade up for him for games like this?
I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter. His job is not on the line. He's not going anywhere. And just because you want to keep moving a bar to impress or validate your point of view on him, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. The guy isn't going anywhere. He's our quarterback. So we can keep setting these different benchmarks. He needs to do this. He needs to do that. But he's already signed, sealed, and delivered. He's not going anywhere.
Well,
he's going to
be signed
here.
And he's sealed. I don't know if he delivered yet.
Yeah,
but
no,
like,
he's delivered because, he's been delivered here. He's not going anywhere.
Right, and I'm not saying he's going anywhere. But my point is, the reason the number two overall pick in the contract matters because it's about what you expect from him. Right? Like, how many teams go into a game where you're like, I don't know if we'll win, but have a franchise quarterback?
Right.
Like, over these next seven games, we're going to find out if Carson's a franchise quarterback. Like, when we talk in 2 months, we'll find out. I know is because he got the deal, but I'm saying actually worth it.
You're already giving me a headache. Stop it.
That's Elliot's short part.
I love Fridays at 3 o'clock,
you're going to find out if he's a franchise quarterback by your definition?
By any definition.
Well, it can't be by any definition.
What? So if they don't go to the playoffs, you don't think he's a franchise quarterback?
He's a franchise quarterback,
because
Elliot.
Of the money. But I'm saying...
No, he's a franchise quarterback because he's our franchise's quarterback, Elliot.
Well, but by that definition, there's 32 franchise quarterbacks.
So then what is the definition of a franchise quarterback?
A quarterback that you can lean on and that carries your team to wins.
That's such a broad definition.
It's not that broad.
Yeah.
Carson himself said he wanted to be judged by wins
and
losses.
Give us an example. Give us an example of a franchise quarterback and not a franchise quarterback.
Does he have to do that once, or does he have to do it every time you want him to do it?
Well, preferably every time I want him
because
to do
it.
Because
he did it in Green Bay, right?
That was one game. Like, everyone.
Well, I'm just asking whether or not he needs to do it once, or does he need to do it every time
he needs
you
to do
want
it for
to.
A season. That's my
but
point.
But who's a franchise quarterback and who's not? Look in the NFL right now, and who would you consider a franchise quarterback? We know a franchise quarterback when we see him. You would say an Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that. That's a franchise quarterback. Who's not a franchise quarterback?
I mean, that's a very broad question. Like, who would, like, I mean, yeah, look, there's 32. Well, you want to go through all 32 quarterbacks?
No,
like,
I'm saying he's...
You're saying he's not a franchise quarterback,
right. I'm
so what's
to
your
prove
definition
he's
of one?
Someone that consistently wins games in big spots and carries his team to the playoffs. Carson
well, he's
not
already,
done that
he's
yet.
Already carried his team to the playoffs. He's won games
is,
in big
is
spots.
Dak, is Dak a franchise quarterback?
Oh, absolutely.
If they don't win the NFC East this year and the Eagles do, is Dak Prescott
Yeah, Dak's won the division twice, I'm pretty sure. He's been in the playoffs. He's won
playoff
games.
How many times did Mark Sanchez win a division? How many times did he go to the AFC Championship game?
Hey, man, Mark Sanchez won games.
Did he go to
the
AFC? Was he a franchise quarterback?
Nah, he proved not to ultimately be. But he was.
How about Matt Stafford?
Wentz to Sanchez
how about Matt Stafford?
No, I'm trying to get your definition of a franchise
quarterback. I actually think Stafford is a really good example of what if like Carson could potentially turn into in terms of like 10-10 in his last 20 starts. He puts up pretty good numbers. Like Stafford is the poster child for a quarterback that is good, but like
but
I wouldn't want him as my franchise.
But he's a franchise quarterback. You may not want him as a franchise quarterback. He's a bona fide franchise quarterback.
For a decade.
If Wentz has the career Stafford has, will you guys be happy?
No.
So then how is Stafford a franchise quarterback?
So what about Phillip Rivers?
I mean, Phillip Rivers, I would say, is a franchise quarterback. He's been to the playoffs. He's there every year.
So you'd be happy with Phillip Rivers' career now?
No.
Well, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but I would take that out of Carson.
He didn't win anything.
Look, Phillip Rivers also healthy every week.
You're telling me you'd be satisfied if Carson Wentz had Phillip Rivers'
would
career?
Be?
No.
No, I wouldn't, man. Listen, I'm satisfied.
Phillip Rivers might be a Hall of Fame player.
The only way I'm not going to be satisfied with Carson is if he turns out to be a terrible quarterback, which I don't see that happening. I'm satisfied with the wagon. I'm just trying to get you to nail down what your definition is instead of keep moving.
My definition
the goalposts.
Is very simple. Win
Wentz
games.
Hater,
that's it. That's my definition. Win games. That's it. Win games.
It doesn't matter how many.
Yeah, of course it matters. That's
okay,
the whole point.
So then that's not the definition.
All right. Elliot Short Parks. Elliot, quickly, bigger loss on Sunday, Howard or Alshon, if you could pick one to play.
Alshon Jeffrey's not very good, so the answer is Jordan Howard.
Do you believe the chemistry on the field would be better? I mean, I would say, we said this. I'm curious to see what it would look like out there without Alshon.
No, we wasting time on Alshon. We need to talk to him about J-Mad.
Yeah, well, they got the better receiver now.
Yeah, give me J-Mad and what J-Mad is going to do Sunday. You better hope he don't drop a ball when the wagon throws it to him.
I'll say this.
You better hope he don't drop the ball when the Bronco throws it to him.
Mike Groh was asked what he expects from Jordan Matthews, and he said just turn on his highlight reel. So there you go. Just put it on. Last time he had his first game with the Eagles, he caught a 56-yard touchdown.
That's
so.
Right. It was a Tennessee game.
If Carson can hit him deep, I think he'll do it again this week.
Hold on. Was that Carson to hit him deep?
I can't remember,
He don't overthrow Jordan.
Yeah, it's a good point, yeah.
here's my hope. hope for Monday? Obviously, the Eagles win, but J-Matt has a great game, and Jay Ajayi comes in off the street and has a great game, so we can totally overdo it.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi ain't having a great game. I don't see that.
Yeah, that's a bit of a reach.
Oh, Elliot.
Good stuff.
It's always
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure.
By the way, Matt in Lancaster wants to drive his car into a bridge after listening to you. Don't do that, Matt.
Come on, Matt. Call in, talk to him. Don't drive your car into a bridge.
888-729-9494. Do you want to drive your car off a bridge? I mean,
no,
listen.
I want somebody to give me a helmet so I can smash my face with it. Smash my own face right now.
888-729-9494. Don't do that, Ike. Don't do that. Hey, we'll come back.
Brian Cushing? I think that was Cushing who he like took his helmet and was hitting himself in the face as he got introduced.
Gus Frerotte.
And damn near killed himself.
Gus Frerotte banged his head into the wall and he hurt himself and he was out.
Yeah, I think Cushing split his head open like Richie.
He's a crazy man.
Yeah, that was stupid.
888-729-9494.
Come here, Elliot.
It's Marks and Reese. Coming up back into the Eagles. Do people really believe that they can win this game? And I mean, really, who's more important for this team? Is it Jordan Howard? Is it Alshon Jeffrey? Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Back after this.
Hey, FanDuel is officially live in PA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. There are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's easy to get your winnings when you want them. With FanDuel Sportsbook's cash out feature, you can end your bet early and claim your.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.